Bennifer is back. Brad and Jen are friends again. And Paris Hilton is somehow still making headlines. 20 years later, we're living in the world that the 2000s tabloids created. On this series, I'm going to tell you the story of a decade of American life through the trash we love to consume. From Spotify and the Ringer Podcast Network, I'm Claire Malone, and this is Just Like Us, the tabloids that changed America. Listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. Welcome to a bonus bachelor party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, hello.
Hello.
You know, we haven't talked about this in a few days. We have had a lot of time to process what happened between Clayton and Susie. Also received a lot of feedback. I just felt we needed to talk a little bit more to really dive into this. It's a pretty big event in the scheme of things in terms of Bachelor Nation. Callie, how are you feeling 4 days out from Clayton and Susie's fight?
I rewatched it with everyone on Tuesday, and I was like, whoa, I definitely read this wrong. And then I like sat with it. I rewatched bits and pieces again.
Wow, you're a real scholar.
I don't know where I stand, but okay, it has been a seesaw for me.
It's been interesting to watch this unfold. Obviously, first of all, the response and like outcry has just been like a lot larger than at any other point of the season, which is interesting because it's been a good season. But I feel like this has really elicited like a lot of response. Like I can tell when people who I don't talk to that frequently or don't talk to about television that frequently like want to talk about The Bachelor. It's getting through to people, and it seems like this definitely has.
Yeah.
Not to say, oh, I heard from all of my friends, but just like in general, people like seem to want to talk about this, which is pretty indicative of just how where the interest is.
I think it also is just a very relatable thing that happens.
Mm. And so, what do you mean by that?
Like, I think obviously people break up all the time, right? Like that happens. And I think watching like an actual argument between two people that are fairly decent people from all that we know. Good people, I guess, from all that we know, and like watching it play out and seeing like whose side are you on, like who reacted well, who didn't react well, is this what you think is a healthy argument? I feel like that is more of the reaction. Like people think about their personal experience or think about how they would be if they were in that situation. I got an enormous amount of DMs, and I would say it's probably 60-40. 60% think I'm crazy for siding with Clayton, and 40% were like, no, you're right.
I don't even remember exactly my own position. I just like my colleague Andrew Gritadaro had a really good tweet that made it onto Bachelor Reddit. So like, shout out to Andrew. But what he said, and I think this like is a really good encapsulation of it, is that the Clayton Susie thing is a glorious example of one person living by Bachelor rules and the other person living in the real world, an unsolvable conflict. And that is right. Like, Susie was
great
applying.
Great tweet, Andrew.
Great tweet, Andrew. Susie was applying the logic of, if you really care about me, I don't need to ask you to not sleep with these other women. And that's a great point.
Fair.
Very fair. Clayton was applying the logic of, I am the Bachelor. I'm confused about my feelings because this show is intended to make me really confused and to make poor choices. And as a result, I've already slept with the other two women that I am attracted to and dating. And yes, I'd also like to sleep with you too. So
yeah, I went back and forth with a bunch of people in my DMs, like just trying to like talk it out. And I think I've come to this conclusion. Any other situation in regular, normal life, I think what Susie asked is very reasonable, understandable. 99% of women would ask the same thing. By the way, 99% of men would ask for their future wife that they're about to propose to not fuck two other guys before he proposes. Very reasonable. I think where I get confused is like, this is The Bachelor. Now, I have said to people, I'm like, this happens all the time. People sleep with multiple people all the time at this point. And then my response that I've gotten has been, no, they don't. A lot of the times they know who it is at that point and they only sleep with one. And the only example I could think of was Matt James, who only slept with one. But I know the OG Susie.
Hannah Brown.
Hannah Brown, yeah. Hannah Brown, she slept with multiple people. So like, it does happen.
And Jesus,
I don't think
loves her.
Jesus still loves her. Nothing's wrong with doing that. You're trying to figure out who you're going to marry. You've not known these people for very long. You haven't had an intimate relationship with anyone. It would be one thing if he had been able to have that with the three people spread out and then got to decide. But like, he has a week to decide. He has to sleep with them. Or not has to, but I'm not mad at him for doing it.
Yes, I agree with you. Matt James, you're correct. Didn't do that. Nick, I know, didn't sleep with Rachel. They've talked about it a few times, so I'm not like betraying anyone's trust. I don't know if he slept with Raven. But I think one thing like Nick just talks about honestly a lot is that if you are the lead, you have to do everything to like protect your relationship. So, you know, clearly Ben slept with both JoJo and Lauren. You know, it happens. I think that like, I don't know. We don't know the details of Susie's relationship to sex. I think that she was trying to get at that in some of her interviews with the camera where she was like, sex is connective or whatever. So it also, that's like a really relevant conversation to a marriage and to any relationship of like, what is your relationship to sex? Like you kind of got to be on the same page there, or at least find a page together.
Yeah. Find a happy place.
Yeah.
But even that, totally fine. Tell him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the crux of it. Should she have indicated these were like her parameters sooner than later?
Went back and forth with someone on this too. And a lot of people were like, she shouldn't have to. You don't want to tell someone what to do. You want them to make the right decision by themselves. Again, normal life. Yes. In this situation, I think you have to let him know because of what it is.
Yeah. Right. Because otherwise he's playing a game that they are all allegedly playing. And unfortunately, I think it is closer to a game than it is to like real life dating because it's a contrivance of a TV show. I think another thing that's come into question a lot is how he responded and the question of like if he was gaslighting. And we talked about this earlier in the week. He was not gaslighting her.
No.
He was mean and angry, but he confirmed her suspicions.
I still don't think mean. I told you this.
You don't?
I still don't think he was mean. I think there's a difference to me. I think he was rude for sure because I think, by the way, a lot of people in breakups, no one takes getting broken up with well, I don't think, unless you don't really like the person. If you really like the person, at the very least, no.
Even if you don't like the person,
it just doesn't feel good.
The sting of rejection is horrible. Yeah.
Yes.
Horrible.
But I think he was hurt. And instead of just being like, I'm really hurt, he got angry because I'm sure he was partially embarrassed. That's what happens a lot of the time. So I do think he was angry. I think he was rude. I don't think he was mean because I feel like to me, when I think about mean, you have to like say things that are hurtful to someone. And he wasn't really calling her anything. He was saying that, like, what she's done has affected, you know, their relationship, which, like, by the way, yeah, it did. But I don't think he was mean. I think he was really rude. And I think the reason why I gave Clayton a break is because when I've seen other arguments with couples or people, not just on this show, but all of the vast reality dating shows that I watch, I do think he was very self-aware. Like, the fact that he was like, I don't like how I'm acting right now. Like, I apologize for the version you're getting of me. For some reason, that to me, I was like, wow, that's really great. A lot of people don't recognize that and wouldn't apologize till the next day. And maybe also, I'm horrible at that. I don't want to apologize for, like, days after. Like, even if I immediately, I remember when I was pregnant once, I flipped out on my husband for no reason at all. I said he hadn't called me beautiful in a week. Not a reason to get that mad. I was bawling, crying.
Aw.
And I remember I went back to my bedroom and I called my best friend and I was like, I'm not even upset, but I've gotten this far. I have to keep going. And I apologized like 3 days later and I was like, wow, that was really crazy. I'm so sorry. Obviously, when you're pregnant, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. But I think that because I'm bad at that, when I saw him do it, it gave him like a huge break in my head.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because, you know, basically he lost his temper, but he didn't really name call. But I just think that like that, when that kind of anger freaks me out. I think that like
yeah,
when
it's
I
scary.
Was, it's because also like he is physically much,
huge,
much bigger than her. And he just seemed like he was struggling to control his emotions. To his credit, he did try to control them. He was trying to not fly off the handle, and that's why he removes himself from situations, I think. But I just think that, like, if I were her, I would have... He put her in a position where she was, like, apologizing to him for how she felt. And he like, made her feel shitty for just kind of being honest. And I think, I think because he was so angry and sort of, like, ended up controlling the conversation, she was put in this position to like apologize, and it was almost like victim blaming in a way. But it was, and that was tough to watch. But I think
he made her feel really bad for the way that she felt.
Yeah, and like but feelings
vice
are feelings.
Versa, I think she made him feel bad for doing what he did. Like basically for, you know what, it's, I think the difference is like she shouldn't apologize for how she feels. Like she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Watching her apologize, I was like, you don't need to apologize. That's how you feel.
Right.
And you can apologize for like, maybe I should have communicated that, but your feelings shouldn't, I don't think they're changing. They are what they
are. Your feelings are your feelings. Yeah. You can't control it. Heart says what it says. There's been a couple other things that have also come up. And one of the big questions is, how does the role of Bachelorette factor into this? Because Clayton has gone on a podcast tour this week. He was on Ben and Ashley's show, Almost Famous. He was on Chicks in the Office. He's been doing a lot of press. And I can tell you from experience, the Leeds press is incredibly managed by both Warner Brothers and ABC. And so these were all sanctioned by the network. And this was sort of like the opportunity to let Clayton speak. And notably, we haven't heard from Susie this week.
She has TikToked.
What has she said on TikTok?
Oh, I just watched it.
Callie.
Something about being an attention whore.
I just want to say I've really enjoyed getting to know you over the last year and such. I feel like I can call you a friend, but mainly I just appreciate that you're the TikTok correspondent in my life. I would know a lot less without you.
Oh, it was an old TikTok. It just was on my feed probably because I was talking about Susie. But she did do a like an endorsement for something on TikTok this week.
Okay, good. Cash those checks, Susie. It's poured it. But my point is, one thing that's been kind of gross to watch unfold is that Clayton's been given the opportunity to defend himself and explain himself. And we haven't heard from Susie. And I can also tell you, contestants aren't available to do interviews until they are off the show. So I am wondering if Susie.
So, are you saying the network is letting him talk but not her?
I am saying that, yeah. Or at least encouraging that. But this is the thing: Warner Brothers, who owns the show, controls the contestant media. Mm-hmm. ABC, who licenses the show and is the network, it controls the Leeds PR. But I would say, like, if we're not hearing from Susie, it might not only be because it's her choice. Maybe she doesn't want to speak, but I know that she's not able to do appearances without permission. And meanwhile, Clayton got to go on all these pods and like tell his side of the story and also push the story forward, because here we are where I'm about to say, do you think Susie wanted to be the Bachelorette? And that is like something that Clayton was thinking, because that is like a new narrative that is out there since we recorded earlier in the week.
Well, we don't think that Susie is the Bachelorette, but I can understand why he said in the moment he thought that. So I don't know. He didn't say that he still thinks that now, right?
No. Yeah. He's in the moment. And there's some speculation that maybe he was talking to Jesse about that. We just didn't see it.
Yes. That's what he tried to make it seem like.
Yeah.
I could see why he thought that in the moment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. He clearly was just like, his mind was running. And so...
Also, you have to also remember that he was just a contestant also. So I feel like from his point of view, he was probably like, I remember last season, I thought this about some guys and some guys talked about it. So I think he probably has like more of a, like, he's probably more paranoid because he experienced it on that side too.
Right.
And I can't understand for him thinking like, why did you come this far? Not tell me. And I still do believe Susie just didn't like him that much.
Or, I agree.
Or that she was panicking because she was not ready to get engaged to him and was just like, I have to leave. I don't think she was trying to be the Bachelorette. She hasn't given me that vibe.
No, her Instagram and TikTok definitely is not giving me that vibe either.
No,
like, she's
me
just
either.
Like, she's just like back to like celebrating love via her wedding photography, which is quite sweet, honestly.
Yeah. Also, like, I know this does, I mean, I guess it does matter, but based off her TikTok and like her friend group, and just doesn't give me, I want to be super famous Bachelorette vibes.
Yeah. I agree.
Scamming the system. Cause some people, you know, like for example, Clayton, I don't think Clayton gave me those vibes either. He got this opportunity and he took it, but I don't think he was like gunning for Bachelor on his show.
Same. I agree.
And I think that happens, you know, all the time with people. So I don't think that that was her motive for going on the show, but I can understand why he would think that with how things went. Like, he was basically like, you know, you're my number one. Why would you tell me this? Obviously you just want to be Bachelor. Like, why would you have gone this far?
Yeah. I just think one thing that's another like indictment of him, not only did he make her feel bad, but given the opportunity and faced with conflict, he basically started assuming the worst about her. Like, being like, you just want to be the Bachelorette is like, that's fucked up. It's just like, he has so little understanding from where she's coming from that like he just assumes the worst and gets really mad at her.
Yeah.
There's no, if I'm Susie, there's no fixing this with Clayton. Because he just, I don't know, like, I think I'd be deeply hurt by my fiance assuming the absolute worst of me. I understand that, like, in relationships, people get really mad and, like, go to extremes. But, like, it's
right.
messed up.
But this is a different situation. I agree with you.
You're Clayton and I'm Susie. I'm applying real world logic and you're applying Bachelor logic.
Yes. Like, I'm like, in the Bachelor, people do assume the worst because the worst happens. Shanae was
true.
Just on the show.
And she was a big liar. Yeah.
And I mean, he was really into her. So
right.
like,
and he always falls for it because he's a dummy.
Yeah, like on this show, I think it's like, I get why he got there. I don't think he should have gotten as angry as he did, but I he should have checked himself earlier, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just think about like worst case scenarios of like how people would react to that. And I just don't think it was worst case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't worst case, but sure. But it was still bad. I think that's sort of...
I think we can all agree okay,
on
a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 being, what are we, the best? 10
sure.
is top notch, took it with class, rolled a red carpet for Susie on her way to her car on her way out.
What would that even be, though? Like, Susie, you're
saying.
Right. I fucked up.
No.
Farewell.
Yeah.
Like,
world class would be like, oh, wow, I really fucked up. I totally understand your point of view. If I knew it was you, I shouldn't have done that.
I prove to you that it's that I want you?
And if I can't, and this is where your boundaries are, then all right, I guess I lost someone that I really, really loved. And I, you know, maybe I learned from this.
But I have to say, like,
let me lay rose petals to your car.
If I was Susie, I would also be unhappy with that response. There's just no good response here. Cause I'd be like, fight for me, dude.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why aren't you trying harder to make this work? it's an unwinnable situation once she's decided that she's not okay with him sleeping with
I don't think there was a great reaction, but okay, so that's 10. One is far from where Clayton was. It could have been bad.
Sure, he could have name-called her. He
cussed
could have
at her.
He could have like
not removed himself, gotten really
he could have gotten like thrown I don't even want to assume he'd ever like touch her, but he could have like thrown
Yeah, I'm not
glass
even talking
or,
about
like,
him doing this. I don't think he would do this, but I'm saying one is very far from where he is. He's probably like a 7. That's not bad.
I was going to go with a 5 or a 6, but okay.
I'll go 6-7. So let's meet at 6.
Okay. We'll meet
That's
you at
not
six.
That bad.
Sure. It could be, it definitely could be worse. I agree. It's just sort of like,
but it wasn't great. That
there's no way to settle this ultimately. Like, cause she's like, cause he's already done it. She feels the way that she feels and he's pissed. And then she feels bad. Like, there's just sort of like no way out of this. It's such a huge mess. And I think the only thing that could have happened differently is that Susie would have gone first and they could have had this conversation, but clearly the show didn't put her first to maximize drama, to maximize the possibility of his outcome. So there's also, back to your point, like trying to apply real world logic is like a just sort of like a losing pursuit because this isn't the real world. So I don't know. I contend she pulled a Greg. Again, I'm not letting him off the hook, but I just think, as I said earlier in the week, she ultimately didn't want to get engaged to him, wasn't that into him, and started to panic and also didn't think clearly.
I think that she panicked. I also think that if she does come back, I think it was a panic of like, I'm not ready for this. He's doing things that I do think that she didn't want him to sleep with other women, by the way.
Yeah.
Most people don't. So like,
right.
I get it. I don't think that's fake. I think that that's just a great excuse for her. So I think there was like a combination of things where she was just like, I can't do this. That doesn't mean that she didn't like him at all. I think it was more so like getting married is a huge fucking step. Not there yet.
Yeah.
This is worrying me. What if the other two women are there? Like, let me just bow out of this.
Yeah. Is he ready? I don't think so. I know this is a really small thing, but the fact that Clayton had no follow-up questions that we saw for anyone about their family, I kind of can't get past. I'm just like, were you even there? Like, did you even like think about who these people are? I don't know, but like that really stuck out to me. I've mentioned it so many times. But that's a red flag. Just like there's no like real emotional or intellectual engagement with this.
I don't know. I'm thinking of like, is he ready? Is he not ready?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Who knows? People get married and they're not ready all the time. So then they just figure it out as they go along.
Yeah. How do you know you're ready? I don't know if I knew I was ready.
I don't know. I'm not married, so who knows? It's for forever. Or allegedly. I think having a kid's probably like much more scary because that actually is for forever. Wedding, a marriage you could dissolve, even though it would like affect you.
Yeah, I definitely was not ready for a kid. I know that. I panicked when I found out. was pregnant for the first time.
Seems like it's going great based on what I can tell.
You figure it out. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you ever know if you're like, I think people say, I'm like, I'm ready for marriage. By the way, people on Married First Sight say that. And you watch like four episodes and you're like, no, you're not, bud. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if there's like, you don't really know. You just figure it out. Also, it just, you can find someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with and not be ready to like fully, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. I think it's also been interesting to watch like other people in Bachelor Nation weigh in on this. Like so many people, everyone like has to have an opinion on this.
I feel like so many people have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
Like it is all over my TikTok and I am really into it. I love hearing the different sides. And I think that's why I've been seesawing, because someone says something and I'm like, great,
good point.
I agree. Yeah. And then someone else says something and I'm like, also agree. I don't know if there's a right answer. I think it's somewhere in the middle. I think Susie panicked. I think Clayton didn't handle it well. I think he could have handled it better. I think the anger part was the only like tricky situation for me where I was like, you gotta like cool out. But then I saw so many people that were like, that's what happens when you break up with someone. No one's happy about a breakup.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they just
also breaking up with someone is really hard.
Yeah, it's sad.
I'm not, it's hard for the person getting broken up with too, but I feel like I tried to find reasons to break up with someone. I didn't ever just be like,
I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that. I've always been like, well, you did this.
I mean,
and I've waited to break up with people to wait for them to do something. I'm serious. It's not fun.
I mean,
also, I've been broken up with, I think, not fun either.
It's horrible. As I said, the sting of rejection, even if you don't even like them, sucks. You don't want to be the one who doesn't get to, you want to be the one to decide to end it, even if that's hard. You don't want to be the one who's dumped. Who wants to be dumped?
No one.
Except for Shake on Love is Blind, who's fine if you've got reservations at Nobu, you know? I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Just a side note. I just like, I'm still so obsessed with Love is Blind. Like, I just like mention it all the time. It really affected me. I loved it.
I saw on TikTok, my favorite, someone was interviewing Natalie and they brought up such a great point. They were like, how do you feel about people making fun of Shane? Because like I'm sure you've seen it. There's so much about
him. Many memes. Yeah. I've said mean things about him too.
I have in private, not in public. Well, maybe on this platform. I don't know.
I've done both.
But yeah, I was just, because like, if you think about overall, he was fine.
He's not a bad guy. No, he just has issues. So what did Natalie say?
You have to go listen to the podcast. I did not do that.
So annoying how people are doing that these days. They figured it out. They're not putting their actual.
By the way, super smart.
I know. It really works. Morgan P. Talks, who's been on this pod, who you told me about, she does that with her podcast. I'm just like, can you just put this on social? I have enough podcasts to listen to.
That's how I feel.
It's also what Reddit's for, so thank you very much. But listen to everyone's podcast. Support independent creators, you know?
Agree. So overall, we're landing on, it's somewhere in the middle. Both people could have done things better. Like, Clayton did fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. At first, I thought he did nothing wrong. He did fuck up.
Any new predictions for next week based on the info that's come to light?
My prediction now is that production convinces Susie to come back. Mm. Clayton proposes and then she says no.
I hope she would say no if that's the case.
Why are you coming back?
They shouldn't, yeah. I don't know.
Because production sucks sometimes.
Seriously. I guess they have to make a show, but I don't know.
By the way, they've made a great show so far.
Yeah, it's been a great season. Thanks for hearing us out, everyone. Thank you very much for listening, bearing with us. We'll be back Monday night and Tuesday night. Two-night finale.
For the finale.
I know.
Wait, what is your prediction?
I really don't know. I think she comes back, too. Someone pointed out, I think in my DMs, we haven't seen any proposal footage. So I'm wondering if there's no proposal.
I thought about that.
It's a really good point.
We still think he's single, both of us.
I think he's single, for sure. This is not a happy man. No.
Did you listen to his podcasts?
I read some of the transcripts, but I have not listened. He went on Off the Vine with Kate and Bristow. He went on Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley, and he went on Chicks in the Office. So
why isn't he didn't go on Nick's?
I don't know why he didn't go on Nick's. It's a good question.
I need that one.
Yeah. Maybe he will after postseason.
I will listen to at least one of them because I want to hear his vibe.
I heard some clips. He's just very much in defense mode.
Yeah, I heard some clips on TikTok. By the way, TikTok, cut me my fucking check. I talk about you every week.
Seriously.
But I heard some clips. I saw some video footage too, which is great. You can get a better vibe. But I need to see like a whole conversation because obviously like the clips are going to be like the juicy stuff. Like, is he smiling? I don't remember him smiling once at Women Tell All.
Haven't seen him smile in a while, like a long time.
I hope, you know what? Teddy's right. I hope you're okay, Clayton.
Me too. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.